Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, everyone. Steven Schleicher from MajorSpoilers.com here with you this week with another new Top 5. We hope you enjoy this episode. It is brought to you free of charge thanks to the great support of all of our VIP members at members.majorspoilers.com. Without these fine people making a small monthly contribution, we wouldn't be able to bring shows like Top 5 to you when we do. If you would like to become a Major Spoilers VIP, we would really appreciate it. You just point your browser to members.majorspoilers.com, read all the information, check out all of the extra stuff you get when you become a Major Spoilers VIP, and sign up today. Thank you so much. Here's your show. To Top 5, a show where we count things down. Top 5, it's a list show. So this one is a very reduced panel this week.
Very much so.
Because this is a listener suggestion, the Top 5 podcasts that we listen to. And by their own admissions, Rodrigo and Matthew do not listen to podcasts or enough to make up a Top 5 list in Rodrigo's case. So this week it is just Zach and I going through our list of Top 5 podcasts that we listen to. Now, we should also preference this, right?
Yes.
There are a lot of shows that are out there that we truly, truly believe in. In fact, there are all the major Spoilers podcast, the Major Spoilers podcast, Top 5, Critical Hit, Zach on Film, Dueling Reviews, The Geek History Lesson, Wayne's Comics podcast, Flashback. The list goes on and on and on. I think we have like 10 of them. Am I missing one? Want List Audio Edition. All of those are great shows in the Major Spoilers podcast network. We love each and every one of them, but this is not about us.
Right.
Also, we love all of the shows in the Frog Pants network. We're a member of the Frog Pants network. And unless you put one on your list, I mean, there are great shows over there. There's The Morning Stream, The Instance, Night Attack.
The Boop Show.
The Boop Show, Cord Cutters, all that stuff. So we love all of those as well equally. So when we don't mention any of those from the Frog Pants Network or the Major Spoilers Podcast Network, don't think that we are dismissing them because we love them immensely. And but there are shows that we think, and again, I think the reason why this request was made by one of our listeners was that we want to listen to some other things. What are some shows that you can recommend? So my guess is if you're listening to this show, there's a good chance that you've already a fan of everything else that we do, as well as the stuff in the Frog Pants Network.
Yeah.
So that's why we're going with this list. So Zach is here and I am here.
Yep.
And we consume a lot of podcasts.
I do. How many do you think you listen to in a week?
Just
different shows, not episodes, just shows.
So show-wise, I have right now in my list 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47. Now we're just into the S's.
Oh, geez.
48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64 shows that I listen to. Now, not all of these are updated on a weekly basis. In fact, there's one of them that I just finally finished listening to. It's a podcast that's over, but I finally just finished listening to it. That's on that. So about 64 shows a week that I'm listening to. That's quite a number of shows.
That's a lot.
There are. And some of them, my podcast list varies greatly from business related to audio drama to, you know, shows that are in the Frog Pants Network and our network that are in this big list. But there are some real gems that I like. What about you? Do you know how many that you have on your
I just counted mine up on the app I use to listen to podcasts. And I have about 20 in there, but I know some are missing because I just made a transition from one app to the other. And when that happens, I inevitably forget to get some up, and then I have to go back and listen to a bunch of them.
Yeah, and I don't there are some shows that maybe have what are called seasons, where they have like 15 episodes, and then it's like, we're going to be back in 6 months or whatever for another 15 episodes or whatever. So, you know, don't think that I'm spending – well, I do spend most of my days listening to podcasts. I do listen to most of my shows using an plugin or an application called SpeedUp. It's for the Mac that allows me to play my iTunes audio back at any speed that I want, including the 1.5 without changing the pitches, which is what I like on my iPhone. Mm-hmm. 'Cause when I used to work at the university, I had the iPod and I plugged into my ears all the time and just blew through podcasts that way. So, I am currently all caught up with my shows.
Wow. I can't do the 1.5 speed.
I added a bunch in today that brings me back up to 19 shows that I need to get through. I've already listened to 8 of them just today. So I'll be done with the rest of them tomorrow because today was spent doing crazy stuff. So, so Zach, why don't we start with you? What do you have for your number 5?
My number 5 is a podcast that many people are familiar with. And I think it was my gateway drug, almost, if you will, to a wider swath of podcasts. And it's one that I use to get other people interested in podcasts that haven't listened. I'm like, well, listen to this, and if you like this, then there's a lot of things I can give you that you will enjoy. And my number 5 is Ira Glass's This American Life. I love the stories that can be told through the podcast medium. And I love documentaries to begin with. And so weaving that in to this audio format works so well. And This American Life is a show that I won't always listen to every week, but I'll build up a bunch. And then when we go on trips, that's what we listen to. We just blow through like 6 episodes, but we still listen to it fairly regularly. There are some of the best stories I've listened to have come from This American Life. It's so good and it's so high quality. Every week you're going to get something interesting. And I think it's an amazing show.
It's funny because Zach and I tweet each other a lot during the day and it's like, oh, Zach, did you listen to the latest, girl on guy episode talking about this? And Zach will do the same thing. Oh, you need to listen to this and this. So we back and forth a lot with each other on shows we should be listening to. And we generally, I at least attempt to listen to each other's recommendations.
Yeah.
And some of them end up becoming
I mean, Girl on Guy is the one that I just got turned on to from you a couple weeks ago, and I'm totally in love with it now. I think it's so good.
Yeah, with Aisha Tyler.
Yeah.
My number 5 is a show that kind of came out of nowhere and was very low-key until it got some national exposure and then just exploded. And it is a story. It is a podcast that takes place in a fictional town in the Southwest where weird, crazy stuff happens. And I like to say that it's a cross between Coast to Coast AM and the Lake Wobegon series. And it is Welcome to Night Vale. And it is just, it's crazy, but it's also really, I mean, I listened to one episode and I was like, man, I got to go back and listen to the rest. And at that time, there were only like 15 other episodes to listen to. And very quickly, they build a very cool world. Now, I think in some parts they may have kind of deviated from their core story a little bit, but it's still so interesting to listen to the events of Night Vale and what Cecil and the others are doing in that town. And everything's narrated by Cecil for the most part. Now, they have over the last year or so brought in some other people to do voice work and whatnot. But it's very cool. It's worth checking out. If you kind of like paranormal humor, then Welcome to Night Vale is a podcast that you want to check
out. Yeah, this is one that would be like my number 6.
It's
an amazing show. And it's so funny and so quirky. And just the format works so well. And I really like this one because it's this narrative style that tells a long story that you'll see in podcasts. But what I like about Welcome to Night Vale is that it's incredibly short. I mean, it's about 25 minutes long, and there's a song in there.
Yeah, the weather.
And so it's easy to blow through a bunch of episodes. I was listening to, I'm trying to catch up. I listened to like 3 or 4 today. It's such a good show.
I just love, like, technically, like, I guess it would be considered the first season where, you know, the man with the suitcase is just standing there with flies buzzing around mm-hmm. him, and you don't know what's going on, and what about that thing that's under the floorboards, this other world that's underneath the floorboards yeah. at the bowling alley, and it's just like, that was just such great stuff. And then, of course, we find out that that Cecil is having a relationship with Carlos, who is the mm-hmm. one of the town's scientists.
Yeah.
And that brought a whole other dynamic and level to the experience. And, of course, they've gone out and done live shows, and those are big mm-hmm. sellouts. But Welcome to Night Vale is definitely my number five. And I may have to change some things because, man – I don't know if you have it on yours, but God, there's so many good shows
this
now
that I'm, really hard
now that I'm looking
do.
At my list. I'm like, yeah. man, I would like to change this because Thrilling Adventure Hour. I don't know if you have that on. Is that on your
I've
list?
I've listened to a few of them.
That is such a good show, and it. But of course, Thrilling Adventure Hour is coming to an end, so maybe I'll tie that up with my number three.
Okay.
But Thrilling Adventure Hour is good, and then Blackjack Justice. Tales of the Red Panda.
Oh, Dakota Ring
Theater. Dakota Ring Theater is another great yeah. one. That's awesome, too.
Yeah, that's the thing about this that was so hard for me to pare this down is that there's so many shows that I listen to.
Right.
And I've really started to love, especially in the last year, there's a lot of shows that I've started listening to that I think are just so good. So I had to go back, like, what are the five shows that are just, like, a staple that have always been there? I don't ever really lapse too far on them.
Right.
I've always listened to
And that's what I kind of had to come down to. Thrilling Adventure Hour is coming to an end, although I do listen to every episode. They end in April.
Mm.
And then Dakota Ring Theater has had to change their release schedule to where it's, like, maybe twice a month or once a month now. But it's still fantastic if you're into old-time radio type stuff. So what do you have for number four?
My number four is one of those shows that has started within the last year. And it actually comes from one of the producers that used to work on This American Life.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone out and tried to start his podcasting company.
It's a great series.
And he decided while he would be building this company, he would record all of it and then release a podcast about making a podcasting company.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one of the most... the podcast I'm talking about is Startup.
Yeah.
And it is one of the most honest looks at not only starting a tech company in this day and age,
right,
but the personal side of what it takes out of you in the relationship you have to have with your significant other to actually make something like this happen. They talk about where they've completely just screwed up. First episode or two, he is talking to one of the major investment players in all of tech in America.
Yeah.
He is a name that people know.
And he's embarrassing
and
himself.
He recorded it all and it is horrible. He can barely talk.
Yeah.
He can not talk at all. And by the time you get to episode 10, where they pretty much got this company running, mm-hmm. how far he's come along, it's just this interesting story of this character building and thing.
Yeah.
And I always thought, well, what's going to happen now? This is, you know, halfway. They're about done. They even talk about how they like screwed over this kid because they thought they were going to be on
that
the
was,
show.
That was the most interesting thing.
That was an
thing.
Interesting episode. Yeah. But now that they've kind of got their company up and running, it's called Gimlet Media.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go look at other companies starting up now, starting in their second season, which I don't know when I'll start, but I'm really looking forward to it. You should totally check it out. And also, they have one other show that started. This isn't my number in my nut list.
Yeah, it's not on the list.
But
it's
it's called Reply All.
Oh, Reply All.
And it's, again, it's one of these short little bite-sized shows that I really started to like recently. And this one, it just explores weird things on the internet or just interesting stories.
Mm-hmm.
This last week's episode was about swatting, about people that send SWAT teams on people that are live streaming.
Yeah.
They talked to the guy that invented the pop-up ads. Really interesting show. So if you... That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to add that to my list. Now, certainly Startup was one that probably after the second episode, you were like, Steven, you got to listen to this.
Yeah.
And I started listening to it, too, and I think, oh, yeah, this is really good, and this is a really good look, and it seems to be very honest and open about stuff. Although I think that there are moments that we are not privy to.
They say
that they're totally open, but I think that there are moments that it's like, yeah, I see you're talking about how you kind of misled this kid and his mom, and that blew up in your face, and now you made an episode out of it. That was great. But they don't talk about, you know, how quickly they grew and how big the company is. But they do have an episode that talks about how everybody's burned out and stressed out.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that was their final one, wasn't it?
No, it was.
Oh, there's one where he and his wife sat down as the last one again.
Yeah.
Because they've only got like 12, aren't there like 12, only 12 episodes or something? I was kind of disappointed because
it ended really quick.
I do understand.
14 is where they're
at. Okay. And I've listened to them all.
Yeah.
I do understand the idea behind doing a series, right? Where we're going to do 15 episodes and then we're going to stop and then we'll come back in 6 months and do another 15 episodes and stop. And I completely understand that. But, you know, I've been doing podcasting for 8 years. Well, I've actually been doing podcasting since 2005. So 10 years. I was doing tech podcasts back in 2005 and 2006 with Adam Curry's network. And that was a lot of fun, but it was always just weekly. And maybe you had a week off at Christmas. Maybe you had a week off at Thanksgiving. But otherwise, you're just constant. And we've been doing that. You've been doing that all this time as well. And sometimes it becomes hard to crank out a new episode every week, right?
It is.
But at the same time,
and that's just something
we're
doing
there are,
where we're just like talking and putting it out. But they're doing some high-produced stuff.
Yeah, they're doing some lot of producing
which
stuff.
Which is amazing
yes.
with – we could talk forever.
I can understand that, but it's like there are shows that are highly produced, like This American Life and the Startup Podcast, that I want to hear more than just 15 weeks out of my year, I guess, is what I'm getting to. You know, my number four is one that produces content all the time as well, and that's The Nerdist. The Nerdist podcast. And it's not The Nerdist Network because they have a lot of other shows in The Nerdist Network. This is Chris Hardwick's show where he sits down and interviews people. And I love listening to interview shows, especially if the host really has an interesting way of interviewing the guest. Chris Hardwick, I think, is phenomenal in the way that he really gets into the I don't want to say the humor side, but it's the humor touching side of the guests that they bring in. These little tidbits that he is able to pull out and ask some poignant questions, and they laugh along the way. Interesting guests, fascinating guests, but I just really love Chris Hardwick's interview style in The Nerdist. Now, I don't really consume any other things that Chris Hardwick does. I don't watch The Talking Dead or some of the other projects that he's involved with. But man, I will sit down and listen to almost anything that is happening on The Nerdist, depending on who the guest is. And they usually bring in big guests because they're connected right there in H-Wood.
Yeah. And that show is great, especially when it's just the host talking.
Yeah.
And again, talking about like real stuff.
Oh, yeah, like
they've
what
episodes
we do. Yeah. Where they fight.
Yeah. On air, and they like work out their issues. Some of the stuff they've done like that is like amazing. And then their interviews are so good.
Yeah, I have a lot of respect for Chris Hardwick and what he does. And I really like him a lot. And I guess one thing that I like doing is when I hear a really good episode that he or some of these other people on my list put together, I let him know. I'm like, man, I just heard this interview. And man, you did such an awesome job of it. Even if they don't do anything about it. But The Nerdist is definitely worth checking out. And I know most of the ones on my list going forward are all very popular, but I don't know how many other people listen to these things.
Mine are pretty popular, too. They have high downloads.
Yeah, what do you have for?
So my number three.
Oh, three. Are we
my number
three?
Three is one that I have probably been listening to as long as This American Life. I've listened to it every week. It's one that my friends who don't even really listen to podcasts listen to, and we can talk about. This is The Relevant Podcast, and it's a podcast from The Relevant Media Group, who does a magazine called Relevant. And the magazine is its own thing about like this look at like media and life in America and like religion and stuff. But the podcast will dive into that every once in a while. But it's generally like their managing editor and some of their writers and friends, and it's one of the funniest shows I listen to, where they do slices every week where it's just they find the most ridiculous stories they can, and then they just riff on them for a lot. Now, I think some people might be familiar with The Relevant Podcast because one of their hosts recently was featured on BuzzFeed, Time, a lot of international things, because he was doing a challenge to raise money for a charity where he listened to Nickelback constantly every hour of the day for an entire week to raise money for charity. He got the idea because there's a podcast. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Where these two guys watched Grown Ups 2 every week for an entire year.
Oh man.
And did a podcast about it. And he said he popped in towards the end, and he said they were losing their minds. He said they were like making up side stories for background characters in the movie because they had it completely memorized.
Oh wow.
And so he wanted to try something like this. So this was like a fan sent this in. And so He did that, and it's just a funny thing. And they interview a lot of bands. They interview a lot of actors and writers. So there is some positive thing in there, but it's one of the most ridiculous, like, funny shows of just a bunch of friends just, like, goofing off.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my friends like it, and so we talk about it a lot, and it's just, it's really funny.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. I have already added now a Reply All and This American Life to my to my piece. My number three is a podcast that I actually just finished as of the recording that we're doing now. I just finished listening to the final episode of, but it is actually a podcast that ended in, was it June of 2014, something like that.
Yeah.
But it's got a big back catalog of shows, and it's an audio drama, and I like audio dramas a lot. You know, I've grown up on radio plays and radio dramas since I was a young child, and still find producing those today. And for those of you that have listened to one of our other shows, Critical Hit, know that during this this run that we're doing on Modern City, I've been tagging these special things on at the beginning. And one I did recently, kind of mocking NPR and Morning Edition, people got a big kick out of. But it was all radio drama, audio produced, and that kind of stuff. And I love that. And my hope is that when we get up to 6,000 VIPs at members.majorspoilers.com, 6,000 of them, we will produce our own audio drama podcast. We've got the scripts already in the works and everything, so it'll be really good. But this is one that I think is one of the best produced audio drama podcasts, and it's called We're Alive. And I think there's like 48 chapters, but most of those chapters are broken into three or four parts a piece. So you've got a lot of listening to go through. They're about a half hour to 45 minutes long, but it's about a zombie outbreak and the survivors of this zombie plague and what they go through. And there's some high drama. There's some great acting. There's great production in this piece, but it's done now. And I understand I was up on their website yesterday because I was on the very final episode.
Mm-hmm.
I was up on their website the other day, and they are producing another podcast that's not going to come out for a while, but it's set in that same universe in a different location.
Mm.
So we'll see if I get hooked on that. But give We're Alive a listen if you like zombie horror. It's pretty good. It's not your traditional zombie horror, but it's up there. Great characters and great dealing with horror. So that's my number three.
My number two is a show that I think is the best produced podcast.
Oh, thank you, Zach.
We weren't ranking our own.
Oh, that's right.
So we'll throw all those out and besides those.
Okay.
So like I said, with This American Life, I love these kind of documentary style podcasts where they tell an interesting story,
talk to
interesting people. I add more of those shows to my podcast list than any other type of show. But there is one. It is an NPR show because that's what NPR does. It is amazing. There's two hosts. It comes out kind of randomly, but it is amazing, and it is Radiolab.
Yeah, Radiolab is fantastic.
It's unbelievable.
Who got who hooked on that one?
I don't even know.
Did you get me hooked on that,
maybe,
or did I get you hooked on that?
I have no idea. It's one of those two, because this show is one of the best podcasts.
Yes, it is.
It's so good that the dynamic of these two hosts is unbelievable. They talk a lot about, they will kind of present two different viewpoints or take two different sides to an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And that works so well on this show because they're talking about, they can talk about weird things.
Oh,
or,
what's the one where they went to some like little tiny museum of junk stuff?
Is that the one with the elevator buttons?
Yeah, the elevator buttons.
That was a great one.
Yeah.
And they'll take different sides on these issues, especially when it gets into these like weird, deep places where one of the best examples of this show I can think of is when they were talking about the use of nuclear weapons and how one man's plan was to put the launch key inside another guy's chest so the president would have to kill a guy to use the nuclear bomb. And they were just taking these different sides, not mad at each other. They're just trying to present both sides of this issue, and they balance it so well that they don't ever land on which way is better on any topic they're talking about. Generally, when it comes down to something like that, they just throw you into the middle and just try to wade through all the facts they give you. But their scope of what they present is amazing, and how they present to you is so well done. Whether it's the Japanese dropping bombs from parachutes.
Oh, yeah, the most recent one was the parachute
awesome.
One, or the hot air balloon, whatever it was. Yeah.
Or the turtles on the islands.
The history of football was really good.
The history of football was great. and so like every episode you talk to, you're like, oh, did you listen to that one? Wasn't that so good? It's, every episode is
it
like
is
that.
So well
There's
produced.
Never a misstep.
It is so well produced. I mean, it's heavily produced, which means the show is, I don't want to say sporadic, because doesn't it come out weekly?
I think usually when they're on their normal release schedule, because they usually do take a break in the summer. They usually, in years past, it has seemed you'll get a really long, like an hour episode once or twice a month with these tiny short ones that are about 20 minutes in the other weeks. But it is, even if they do a short one, it's so good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's amazing.
All right. To go back, the because I said there were a number of ones tied for number three. So I already mentioned We're Alive was my main one for number three. But also, if you like those kind of audio drama things and like humor, then you want to listen to The Thrilling Adventure Hour, which is by Acker and Blacker, part of the Nerdist Network.
Yeah.
And then the other one that you want to listen to is Dakota Ring Theater with Blackjack Justice, which is detective tales in the vein of the Dashiell Hammett, Sam Spade radio dramas. And then there is one that's a superhero one following Canada's greatest hero, Red Panda, Red Panda Adventures. Those are really good, and go check those out. Like I said, Thrilling Adventure Hour is about to come to an end, but they have a huge back catalog that you'll want to grab now. And then Dakota Ring Theater has had to change up their release schedule to where it's not as often. I think there's a new one that just came down. I was just saw it, and want to check those out too. So my number two, I love talk, as I mentioned before. I love listening to people do interviews. And each of the three podcasts that I have that are interview-based podcasts are so radically different from one another in how they approach the people that they're interviewing. And this one has been around for a super long time, but I've only gotten into it in maybe the last 2 years because I was finally like, okay, everybody keeps talking about this. He keeps winning awards. He's always up there in the top 10. I never liked the title, and I never liked the album artwork, so I just never was interested in checking it out. But finally I did. And I fell in love with Marc Maron with his WTF podcast. And he's a little neurotic. And he's got a bunch of his own issues that he needs to work through. And he sometimes works through his issues while talking with other people on the show that he's interviewing. But his interviews are, again, he gets into what makes this person tick and why they are the way they are today. And then, of course, he relates his own life experience. If you've watched the Marc Maron or the, what is it, the Maron Project on IFC or AMC, IFC, a lot of the things that he's talked about on his podcast and a lot of the events that have happened to him personally in his podcast play out on the TV show, because in the TV show, he plays Marc Maron, who has his own podcast and interviews people in his garage. In real life, Marc Maron is a comedian. He has a podcast. He interviews people in his garage. So there's a lot of crossover with that. And so you'll see a lot of similarities. But if you're familiar with the Maron Project, you'll definitely want to give WTF a chance. And he mostly interviews, the people that he interviews the most are musicians, which is really interesting, and then comedians. But occasionally he'll bring in somebody that you don't expect. Like, he interviewed a wrestler not too long ago, and I was like, whoa, I didn't know this. And and Maron delivered a great interview, and I was just enthralled the entire time. So, again, someone who really understands how to communicate, Marc Maron is my number two.
This is a show you turned me on to in probably the last year and a half.
Yeah.
That you probably just like one episode, and I listened to it, and it was really good. And this is one of the only interview shows where, well, I got his app,
paid
for the premium, and I started at the beginning.
Oh, yeah?
And started working through, because, like, listening to, because he opens each episode where he talks for however long.
Depends very
much. You kind of, like, get this development of Maron as he works
things.
It is so fascinating. You could almost just listen to that.
And then
just maybe work your way through the interviews whenever you want to. Because it's so interesting.
It's funny when he's talking about his ex-wives, and then he talks about the cats, and then he starts dating, what's her name, from the Terminator Extinction movie.
I don't know.
And that's just a really short one, but you just hear him, you know, dating people and how he's going through his relationships and dealing with his cats and all this stuff. And you really learn who he is, and you're just like, wow, I want to know more about this guy. And then his interviews are really fantastic. And pow, when he drinks his coffee and is fantastic. So, that was my number two, WTF with Marc Maron. So go check that out. And I'm trying to find, I hope I didn't delete it. What was your... Let's run through our lists again. Go all the way from your number five to your number two.
My number five was This American Life, uh-huh. followed by Startup, then Relevant, and then Radiolab.
I can't find my Radiolab podcast.
Oh, no.
Oh, there it is. Radiolab from WNYC.
Yep.
My number five is Welcome to Night Vale. Number four, Nerdist. Number three was We're Alive with Dakota Ring Theater and Thrilling Adventure Hour as my three-way tie. And then WTF with Mark Maron as my number two, which brings us to our number ones.
My number one, my favorite podcast, something I just got turned on to, I think within the last 2 years. Sounds about right. It is another interview-style show. Unfortunately, it's never ranked in the top 10, really, I see on iTunes. I think it's fantastic. That's why I put number one. My number one is You Made It Weird with Pete Holmes.
Oh, yeah, Pete Holmes.
Pete Holmes is a comedian. He did a late-night show after Conan for a while. He did a lot of Batman videos you've probably seen on YouTube. He has a show where he also interviews a lot of comedians, actors, musicians, and that sort. But the thing about Pete's interviews is, one, he's absolutely funny, and his laugh is half the reason I listen to it, because he laughs so much, mm-hmm. and his laugh is something that you just laugh at in general, because it just makes you happy. So if you're having a bad day, I listen to Pete Holmes,
uh-huh.
and his laugh makes me feel better. When it is interviews, they always talk about religion.
Right.
They're like, what do you think? Over dead. And all of his guests are all over the place. Some mm-hmm. of them, a lot of them are atheists. Some of them are religious in some manner. He had Moshe Kasher on. He talked a lot about his Jewish beliefs. Mm-hmm. And that was really interesting, or his growing up to it. And so you get to experience a lot of different people. And then they do Talk About God, Dead or Over, which is kind of, and then Hardest Time You Ever Laughed is something they always do mm-hmm. on the show. But so Pete, kind of like Mark, he works through a lot of things. He got divorced before the show started, and he's kind of working through things. And so he brings on a lot of, he had like Deepak Chopra on, which was an amazing episode.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The scope of what Pete will talk about and do it amazingly well is what I love about the show, and it's so funny. They'll just like go off on bits and tangents, and then they'll get back into this like emotional stuff, or they'll mm-hmm. talk about just crazy things. I learned so much, and I spent a lot of time Googling after all these actors talk about things. Like T.J. Miller was on and talked a lot about like nihilism, a lot of stuff. Like, uh-huh. I gotta Google all this stuff. just a really, really good show that I would highly recommend to a lot of people. If you just want to laugh, listen to some really funny interviews, it's just real good time.
Yeah. My number one is one that probably a lot of people are going to have a negative reaction to. He does have the Guinness Book of World Records. He holds it for the most downloads for a podcast. A lot of people say that he's racist, that he's misogynist. But I think that most of that is an act, or at least I'm hoping most of it is an act, because when you really listen to what he has to say, and I think the thing that's really hard in our shows that we've listened, especially like Mark Maron and Your Number One mm-hmm. and some of these others, is you have to listen to a lot to really figure out where these people are coming from. Because if you mm-hmm. listen to one episode of Mark Maron and you listen to his thing up front, you're like, what the heck is this crazy guy talking about? Coffee and crap in his pants uh-huh. and cats that are dead or not dead and whatnot. I love Adam Carolla.
Mm-hmm.
And the Adam Carolla Show is by far my favorite podcast that I cannot miss. Now, he puts out a lot of them, and lately I've been skipping some of his live show stuff. But I'm a big fan of his just because of when he was on Loveline back in the day when I first discovered him, and just cracking up and just mm-hmm. following his career through The Man Show, and then when he was on the air in Southern California and as the Stern replacement on the West Coast, and then when he launched his podcast, I was one of the first people to get his podcast. I mean, mm-hmm. I signed up when I found out about it. I probably came in on podcast two and have been following him all the way up to, well, he doesn't even put numbers on his shows anymore, but he's been doing it for 7-8 years, something like that. It feels like that way. Now, he's got a brand of humor that not everybody appreciates, but I think that some of the things that he often goes on a jag about, like families that need to stick together and pushing you to be the best that you can be and focusing and not getting distracted by BS are some really core components that I like about him. And I think he's mm-hmm. funny too. It's funny if you do watch shows like The Hammer or his new movie Road Hard, you see a lot of the same shtick repeating itself. He repeats his jokes a lot or his stories a lot. So it's kind of a show that you can step into and step out of. A lot of people are just going to say he's a jerk. He's an asshole, but he also has a very unique way of getting to the core of a person. You know, he wants to see how did you become where you are. So like Marc Maron is, what is your philosophy? What is the thing that turned you into who you are? Let's discuss these topics based around your knowledge. So religion or whatever, those kinds mm-hmm. of things. And Chris Hardwick likes to talk about people's careers and these interesting moments that Chris finds interesting that he also knows that his audience will find interesting. What Adam does when he interviews a guest is he's like, so where'd you grow up? What's your background? And he asks questions like, is your family still together? You know, what kind of abuses did you go through as a child or not go through? And what are these things that drive you to be the best you can be and who you are today? And I find that a very, you know, all three of those guys have a very different interview style, and they can interview the exact same person. And a couple of times, depending on the junket that's going on, you will find that they will interview the same person within 2 weeks of one another, and every interview is different, even though some of the similar topics may come up. And I just find it fascinating. It is very Morning Zoo crew oriented as far as the nature of the show goes, but I think his interview style is fantastic. And he does have a show that is, it's kind of paid, but every once in a while he will release. It's called Take a Knee, and it's basically getting advice from celebrities on how they got to where they are. So he interviews, like, I think Mel Brooks is one that he interviewed. The most recent one was RZA he interviewed mm-hmm. to talk about, you know, what made you famous? How did you get here? What drove you? And it's that drive and desire to achieve that that is really at the heart of a lot of the things that he gets to. So that's my number one, the Adam Carolla show. And, you know, neither one of us mentioned Fat Man, Kev Smith.
No, I haven't listened to a Kevin Smith podcast in a long time, actually.
If you want to know all about how films are made, I would definitely say go check out Kevin Smith's Red State Diaries.
Oh, yeah, I listened to that thing twice.
That thing is awesome, although I do love his Hollywood Babylon that he does with Ralph Garman.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Man, there's so much. Joe Rogan I used to listen to quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But his podcast turned into like these 3-hour slogs of stuff that I just couldn't get through anymore. More stories with Jay Mohr, again, somebody else who does a fantastic job of interviewing. He throws a lot of his impressions in there, which is interesting.
I really like Star Talk Radio from Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Also, not quite Frog Pants, but The Jury Show is absolutely phenomenal.
I really like Jury.
It's so funny.
And, you know, I kind of, you know, I met him several years ago, and we don't know each other. I mean, if I said, hey, I'm Steven and I'm from Frog Pants, he would probably know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And same way with Brian Brushwood. But over the last couple of, I would say 24 months or so, I've really gotten into his show a lot.
Yeah, it's really good.
With Night Attack and then the Jury podcast, and his approach to discussing topics and mm-hmm. how he breaks up his show is really good. But that's Frog Pants. I classify that as a Frog Pants show.
Let's see. Invisibilia is another show from NPR that started up this year.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. Again, one of those storytelling documentary kind of podcasts.
So people may be saying, Steven, how come you didn't mention any comic book podcasts? I didn't mention any comic book podcasts because right now I don't listen to a lot of comic book podcasts. Mm. Some of them got to be, in my, and again, this is just my opinion, a little bit too full of themselves,
mm-hmm.
Which was kind of a turnoff. There was another one that did zero editing, and it was, I stopped listening when they released a 5-hour show.
Oh my.
And I was like, no, I'm not listening to this show ever again, but it's very popular. The one that I like, that's still a comic book podcast that I will listen to occasionally is Fanboy Radio. Mm. The problem with Fanboy Radio is that they release their shows like a month after they air on the radio, because the guy does it at like a college radio station or something. And then a month later is when they release the episode. And I'm not a big fan of that. So I don't listen to that too often unless it's a topic that pops up. But often then it's like, a month after the topic has been discussed. I don't want to listen to it then. So that's why I don't listen to a lot of comic book podcasts. Mm-hmm. And most of the comic book stuff is already part of the Major Spoilers Podcast Network. If you're looking for good comic book interviews, there's the Wayne's Comics Podcast. If you're looking for some history on comics, there's the Geek History Lesson with Jason Inman and Ashley Victoria Robinson. And then, of course, Matthew and I go into individual reviews on Dueling Reviews. And all of that's in addition to the stuff that we cover on the Major Spoilers Podcast. So from that standpoint, I get a lot of comic book stuff right from our own network of shows. The other one that we mentioned, Girl on Guy with Aisha Tyler, she does a fantastic job of interviewing people. And then I've got a bunch of radio drama stuff that's also on the list. The Drabble Cat, there, a lot of it is horror related. Some of them is disturbing, and I don't listen to all of them. There was one the other day that was just too scary. Not scary, but just disturbing scary. And that they were actually doing it. So Pseudopod, what's the other one? It's down in my P section. Pseudopod, No Sleep Podcast. Those are some horror podcasts. And then I've known of Scott Sigler for years, but the Scott Sigler audiobooks is basically him reading, doing audio reading of his books is really good. If you're looking for something along that lines, the current series is The Champion, which is a space football story.
Yeah, cool.
It's okay. So those are just some of the other ones that I listen to. And I've got a lot of stuff on here. Again, 64 of them. I haven't listed all 64 of them, but there's a lot of them in here that are worth checking out. And I think it's good to go and listen to other podcasts. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, and I know a podcaster talking about why people should be podcasting is a little bit head up the butt meta, you know, kind of the way it is. But there's only so much you can get from cable. There's only so much you're going to get from your radio. If you want to listen to music, great. That's fine. But I've got an iTunes music playlist for when I want to listen to music, right? So I don't need to listen to radio. But you can get so many different views and broaden your horizons so much more than you could by listening to traditional media. And having stuff like Neil deGrasse Tyson's stuff or Dakota Ring Theater or the Dr. Drew podcast or Kev Smith talking about making Red State or whatever it may be, there's so much to learn and listen from. And I try to encourage people, if I know that there's a topic like Jerry Lawler was on, I think, WTF, not too long ago. And I was like, Matthew, you got to listen to this. You know, this is right up your alley. And it's like, you know, so it's, I don't know what the key is to getting other people to listen to podcasts or take a listen. But I think when people don't explore the other possibilities out there, I think it's kind of sad.
Yeah. I make other people start listening to podcasts by they get in the car with me.
And yeah.
That's how I got Aubrey listening to podcasts. Like on our honeymoon, I said, all right, here we go. We're listening. This American Life.
We're listening to Serial. We didn't mention Serial. Did you like Serial?
I loved Serial. That was something that everyone that did a podcast needed to recognize.
Yeah.
See how
how to produce and tell a story.
Well, and be like, whoa, we need to be. And that actually comes up in Startup Serial because, like, whoa, everyone's talking about podcasts. Mm-hmm. We have to like go.
Yeah.
Because it's so put everything in a like a giant social conscience of podcasting. That was a show each week when it would come out. Aubrey and I wouldn't sit in our house and listen. We would get in the car and get a drink or something, and we would drive for an hour around town listening to Serial.
How come?
I just like listening to podcasts in my car, and it gave us an avenue. Like, we weren't be distracted at things at home. We could just drive and listen.
Yeah.
We'd pause and talk, but we just take it all in about an hour.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how legal this is or if you should do it or not do it, but we get in the car, and the kids want to watch their stuff and be loud about it. My wife wants to do her thing, and I know that, you know, a lot of my shows, like WTF, Adam Carolla, even things like there's some bad language and bad topics that probably little kids shouldn't be listening to.
No.
And so what I do is I take my tweaked audio headphones, pop them into my iPhone, and then I put one in my ear and I listen to that as I drive, and I can blow through a bunch of them in a 5-hour trip to go visit my parents or something like that. I could probably get through 10 of them in that time. So I do that. And if you are looking for a good pair of headphones, I would suggest picking up a pair of tweaked audio headphones from our friends at tweakedaudio.com. So many different styles, so many different colors. You're going to find something that fits for you. I like the ones with the microphone built in so that when I am on the road and listening to my podcast and someone calls, I can just swap it out and talk, have my conversation, and then right back into the podcast. Yep. Best of all, if you go over to tweakedaudio.com and use the checkout code MAJOR, M-A-J-O-R, at tweakedaudio.com, you get 33% off your price. Great company, great earbuds, tweakedaudio.com. So we've listed off a number of podcasts for people to check out. And a lot, granted, a lot of these are very popular shows. Mm-hmm. Some of them you may not have ever heard of before. Some of them you may have been hesitant. Do I want to try and listen to WTF? I don't know what it's about. But I think maybe this will hopefully give you a chance to listen to them. What we want you to do is head over to majorspoilers.com. And in the podcast posting page in the comment section for this episode, we would like for you to share your podcast. What I'm going to ask for you to do is not be self-promotion. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't use this to say, well, my podcast is this. That's fine. But what we're trying to do is expose people to other shows that you listen to that are outside the stuff that you work on. Mm-hmm. Right. So other podcasts, the ones that you are not on, is the focus, and it's your top five other podcasts. And I think there's all sorts of time during the day to listen to podcasts.
I do it.
Some people listen to them before they go to bed at night.
Mm.
Go out there and listen to podcasts, and maybe you've got 10 from Zach and I, maybe a little bit more because we went off our list. But and then when we head over to the podcast posting page, because I can't wait to see what other people recommend and see how many people line up with mine and which ones don't. But maybe I'll even find some more shows.
There's always something to listen to.
Yep, there are. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for downloading. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you for sharing this episode with a friend. We will be back next time with another countdown of our five favorite things, whatever they may be. Why? Because everybody loves a list.
If you have any questions, comments, topic ideas for future shows, or would like to sponsor a show, send an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com. Visit majorspoilers@majorspoilers.com and be sure to check out the Major Spoilers Forum. You can also follow Major Spoilers on Twitter at twitter.com/majorspoilers.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.